The light shines in the darkness. Lenten devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Thursday, March 26th, the High Priestly Prayer. Our text is John 17, verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." Jesus has finished his Last Supper and offers a special prayer before leading his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane. We call it the High Priestly Prayer because Jesus, our great High Priest, offers prayers for himself, his apostles, and all who believe in him. Jesus first prays that God the Father would glorify himself through Jesus' coming death. The Roman cross was never connected with glory. It was a symbol of shame and dishonor. St. Paul would call it a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. The Jews stumbled over the idea that God would let his own Son suffer and die on a cross rather than sit in glory on a throne. The Gentiles thought it foolishness that you could receive salvation through someone else's execution. Jesus prays to his Father to keep his 11 disciples in his name. He's about to leave this world, so he asks the Father to keep them in faith, that believing they may share the one true gospel, which brings salvation by God's grace through faith for Jesus' sake. The final part of Jesus' prayer touches us and all who have heard and believed the words of the apostles. May we glorify him by trusting in Jesus as our only Savior from sin and death, and tell others of his great and incomparable love. We pray. Lord God, as you glorified your Son, Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, keep us in your name through this true faith, and bless us to share it with those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.